Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon.
My, I was a little younger when that one was recorded, and I could sing just a little bit better. Hallelujah. Welcome, my friends, to the program that prepares you for the last days and times you live in right now today. Did you know that the end days are upon you? Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. Be an informed Christian as you listen to the Prophecy News Behind the News on Signs of the Times International Radio, hosted by Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, called and ordained by God's own audible voice, not the voices or the doctrines of mere men. Speaking to the remnant of God and the peoples of the earth, the last day signs, the end times, are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. And please know that the I Am has sent me unto you, and that's the truth. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends. This program is spiritual. Therefore, it needs support, just as a true spiritual church needs support for messages preached from the pulpit. And my pulpit is this radio program. And radio time is costly, so if you would, just pray and ask God what He would have you do to help support this program. Other programs have more than enough supporters. Signs only has a few. And in the summer months, giving always falls off. I may have to cancel Saturday mornings if it keeps falling off. Please pray and ask the Lord if He would have you support this program, and then respond as the Lord directs you to do. That's simple. Now for the last days end times quick Bible study, King James Version, from the book of Revelation, chapter 20, verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Watchman comment, the word thrones tells us that these who sat upon them were given kingly powers of a type of those belonging to Christ Jesus for judgment was given unto them. Those enthroned had earned the right because in tribulation they did not bow their knees to Satan, nor did they worship the Antichrist beast, for they had refused his mark and lost their heads for their witness of Jesus. They did not have the satanic 666 mark on their hands or foreheads, for they had resisted every temptation of the evil one during the tribulation of the earth. Tribulation simply means time of testing, a time that proves who the true saints of Yahweh really are. As an example, you might better understand it is sort of like the worldly saying that something will separate the men from the boys. Get the point? Those who pass through the time of testing will live and reign with Christ 1,000 years. My. One fellow called my program signal report line and said I put words in God's mouth. Well, no, it is God who puts the words in my mouth, my friends, by His Holy Ghost. Amen. I have attended 3 Bible schools and have been awarded a Ph.D., which is a doctorate of theology, which is a foundation within me that Yahweh's Holy Spirit uses to cause me to surely speak the true truth. Amen. I know Yahweh puts words in my mouth for you to hear, as Christ Jesus uses me as His oracle in these last days. I assure you, I know His voice well. Keep listening for more wisdom from above, my friends, not wisdom from below, as some of my critics have. Amen and amen. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 22. Touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Now that's a stern warning if I ever heard one. Enough said, get right and get ready. Amen and amen. Let's not touch God's anointed on this program, so we may enter the kingdom of heaven as the end draws near. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Brother Johnson, God's watchman, has spoken the true truth word of Almighty Yahweh. Amen.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends.
1:9.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, what shalt thou say unto the children? I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
Yea, saith the Lord, for the contamination that comes upon the land in the United States of America is not natural. It is spiritual, saith God, and the real reason behind it is being hidden from you. But I say unto you, look into my word for the answer. Look to my word, read my word. Be astute in my word, study my word. For I have called you and chosen you, saith the Lord.
Saith your Father God, you are my children. I am revealing these things to you, that you can see and know and understand. That you can warn others and tell others, that their blind eyes may be opened, that they will look, and the revelation of my word will open unto them like never before, that they may be overcomers in these evil hours, for they shall walk as children of the Most High God.
My, that was a good one, wasn't it? Now, a true truth prophecy quick Bible study from the King James Version. On this program, you get the true truth right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of men. Acts chapter 19, verses 5 and 6, King James Version. They were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, and when Paul had laid his hands upon him, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. Watchman comment. Baptism, my friends, along with a proper true truth scriptural teaching, is very important to the progression of the Christian life. You cannot proceed much beyond getting saved without baptism and proper true truth teaching. If you are wondering why you do not have the spiritual gifts of tongues and prophecy mentioned in these verses, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 11. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given the gift of the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. And finishing with verse 11, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, but all these worketh that one and selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severely as he will. My friends. The gifts are there for you. All you have to do is have the faith to reach out for them and obtain them through Yahweh's Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, amen. So get right and get ready. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. The time is short, the day of Christ is at hand. At this time, there are no WOW spiritual walk on water sponsors. That means tonight's program costs are not covered. Please pray and ask the Lord if you should send something to help, and be ye blessed. Amen. Now for the prophecy news behind the news, with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman's Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Corexit chemical dispersant used by BP during the Gulf oil disaster linked to horrific human injuries. A man who is now a paraplegic and who is also going blind has filed a lawsuit against the British Petroleum, BP, and its related companies. According to the suit, BP officials lied about the safety of Corexit and oil dispersant sprayed throughout the Gulf, which resulted in serious and permanent injuries for a dive team that helped with cleanup efforts. David Hogan first began helping with the Gulf cleanup efforts on June 1, 2010. But almost immediately he noticed that something was off with the way the oil was sinking below the surface and how it was sticking to his and his team's wetsuits. Reports say the more than 1.8 million gallons of Corexit were dumped into the Gulf are known to be severely neurotoxic. Watchman comment, I told you that they were lying back then and that that stuff was toxic. Do you believe me now? Avoid eating ocean fish, etc., especially bottom feeders, such as lobsters, shrimp, clams, etc. Oh, yes, I know I like them too, but I am not going to eat them. How about you? Continuing. For those of you who still believe the U.S. Constitution's First Amendment guarantees freedom of speech, your faith is about to be shattered by a new law that likely will lead to, in essence, no speech zones. And, as is the case with most freedom-robbing legislation, this law is being justified in the name of security. The measure, called the Federal Restricted Buildings and Grounds Improvement Act, was signed into law by President Barack Hussein Obama March 8th after it passed in the Senate following minor modification made in the House. Continuing, what could possibly go wrong? U.S. Army wants to give war robots more power to make their own decisions. Four things. Number one, trucks that drive themselves are already under test. Number two, military is testing autonomous robots that follow soldiers. Number three, robots will use laser imaging to build their own 3D image of the world. Number four, robots will be supervised by soldiers. Oh, brother, of course they will. And for how long, huh? Continuing. The evolving gay marriage debate. In today's postmodern society, which has cast its moral compass to the wind and is running full force in making decisions based on feelings and groupthink, rather than non-emotional, well-researched positions, it is critical to be informed as well as able to communicate the facts on issues. This requires a knowledge of the history, the stated motivations and agendas of advocates, the existing law on the issue or issues, and wisdom based on time-tested truth. Watchman comment, the true truth comes from the King James Version Bible, which for all mankind who want to go to heaven instead of hell is the first word, not the last word. Barack Hussein Obama says he is evolving on homosex marriage. Democrats are now using evolving in their rhetoric. That is as far from the truth as evolution is from God's salvation. Both forms of evolving will lead those who buy that lie straight into hell. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10, King James Version. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, that's gay men, nor abusers themselves with mankind, that's homosexuals, lesbians, transvestites, etc. None of these, continuing with the verse, shall inherit the kingdom of God. Continuing. CIA super spy centers near completion. The CIA's plan to spy on every American by bugging everything, clock radios, phones, refrigerators, everything is ready to be operational as soon as Big Brother's super spy centers can go online. They will not only track everything you say and do, but will be able to correlate all the data they have been correlating for decades now on you, every personal phone call, email, check, receipt, doctor's visit, everything. The U.S. government is about to finish two secret projects they need to totally conquer the American people. A super spy center in the Utah desert and a super fast code-breaking center at Oak Ridge, Tennessee, the multi-program research facility. The NSA has turned its surveillance apparatus now onto the U.S. and its citizens, and of course, it's all being done in secret. Continuing. New DHS security technology will read your body. I didn't say mind, I said body. Serious privacy concerns raised by latest Homeland Security scheme to prevent terrorism. As if invasive, groping pat-downs and humiliating full-body porno scanners weren't bad enough, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, is working on a project that may make your experience at the airport even more unpleasant. Since 2007, DHS officials have been developing the future attribute screening technologies, FAST for short, F-A-S-T, program that they say will be able to quietly track and monitor citizens at airports and in other public places in order to check for suspicious or shifty people. DHS plans to utilize a variety of sensors placed in key positions to capture such things as video images and audio recordings, as well as cardiovascular signals, perspiration, changes in the electrical properties of the skin in response to stress or anxiety, and respiratory measurements. Unlike a polygraph examination, however, none of the sensors comes in contact with a person's body, making it possible for the government to remotely make assessments without first obtaining consent. In other words, the technology will be constantly spying on travelers to see who's breathing hard, sweating too much, or seems nervous. This has raised significant privacy concerns. Continuing.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the Prophecy News Behind the News.
Did you know that illegal immigrants all over the United States are using a massive scam to receive tax refunds from the federal government that are often in excess of $10,000? It is estimated that 2 million illegal immigrants are filing fraudulent tax returns each year and that they are pulling in more than $4 billion in tax refunds every year that they are not entitled to. They are doing this by abusing the additional child tax credit, and the IRS knows all about it, and yet they refuse to do anything to stop it. Illegal immigrants are filing tax returns that sometimes claim 10 or 12 nieces and nephews as dependents, and most of the time those nieces and nephews do not even live in the United States. So while you and I are being taxed into oblivion, many illegal immigrants are often pulling in tax refunds that are well into five figures. At a time when the federal government is absolutely drowning in debt, this is a type of fraud that desperately needs to be cracked down on, and yet the IRS refuses to take action. Continuing. Is the Disney theme park a cover for world elitists? Disney to let 100 join Secret Club 33. No matter how you see the Disney Corporation, be it a benevolent and heartwarming company which provides exciting and magical memories to children that last a lifetime, or it is a sinister and inhuman corporation that manipulates young minds and instills greed and consumerism. There is no doubt that Disney is not solely what it seems to be from the outside. Reportedly, Club 33 maintains fewer than 500 members who all pay a $25,000 entrance fee and $10,000 in yearly dues. Access has been severely restricted and membership rolls have been closed for more than a decade. Presidents, dignitaries, and celebrities have all stepped through the door at 33 Royal Street. Officially maintained as a secret feature of the theme park, the entrance of the club is located next to the Blue Bayou restaurant at 33 Royal Street, with the entrance recognizable by an ordnance address plate with the number 33 engraved on it. My. Who'd have thunk it? Continuing. A Chinese takeover of America. A Chinese group known as Shino Michigan Properties LLC has bought up to 200 acres of land near the town of Milan, Michigan. Their plan is to construct a China city with artificial lakes, a Chinese cultural center, and hundreds of housing units for Chinese citizens. Especially, it would be a little slice of communist China dropped right into the heartland of America. This China city would be located about 40 minutes from both Detroit and Toledo, and it could be marketed to Chinese business people that want to start businesses in the United States. Unfortunately, this is not just an isolated incident. In fact, Chinese companies have been buying up land and businesses all over America in recent years. There have been talk of establishing special economic zones inside the United States modeled after the Chinese city of Shenzhen, if I pronounce that right. Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the Prophecy News Behind the News.
Stay tuned for another True Truth quick Bible study and possibly live call-ins, letters, or both as the program finishes. My dear friends, please pray about taking the time to write me this week, and when you do, please also pray about including a WOW Walk on Water love offering. as offerings are starting to fall off in these summer months, which may cause me to have to cancel a program. This program is listener-supported, and it is the only way it can stay on the air, and that's the true truth. Unfortunately, there is no sponsor for tonight's program. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." Will I find your letter in Post Office Box 122 this week? I pray that I do. To remain anonymous, just put whatever dollars in an envelope God tells you to, wrap it up so it cannot be seen through the envelope, and leave your return address off. Pray over it and send it. God is able to get it through, is he not? Sure he is. Amen. He's God. But I assure you, I never send out letters asking for money. God has told me only on the program, and I always obey God. How about you? Please write sign spelled S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122, Town is Lyle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, abbreviated just N-Y, zip in the USA, 13797. I'll repeat that in a moment for you to check it. The Bible is how we live free in an unfree world. And you look around you today and you can easily see the world is becoming a very unfree place anymore. Now for our ending, True Truth, quick Bible study from the King James Version. Romans chapter 3, verse 13. Their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues they have used deceit. My dear listening friends, that was a short verse. But let me tell you this. The Great Wall of China is one of seven wonders of the world. It stretches over 4,000 miles or 6,400 kilometers and was built to protect China from the barbaric hordes to the north. The designers of that Wall of China made it so high that it could not be scaled, so thick it could not be penetrated, and so long that no one could go around it. Yet, during the first 100 years of the wall's existence, China was successfully invaded 3 times, without the wall having been climbed or breached. So how, you ask, did the invaders raid China? Well, the problem wasn't the wall, it was the gatekeepers. In each of these invasions, the barbarians simply bribed the gatekeepers who opened the gates, so the enemies just walked right on through. Wow! That just shows you how important it is to pick the right spiritual people to be in the right spiritual places. Not those who can be bribed, but those who cannot ever, ever be bribed. Do you see, my friends, that the protection of the Great Wall of China was only as secure as its gatekeepers? Brother Johnson, as God's watchman, is a keeper of the gates, don't you know? And I'll keep them, and I cannot be bribed. A good lesson to learn, since we all also have gates to keep, such as your eyes and your ears and your mouths. Yes, they are gates of entry into your body and souls. No matter how strong you may feel, you can never forget that these points of entry will be seen by the enemies, and there will be attempts to bribe or seduce us so they can tear us down. You must not allow the barbaric hordes to invade your lives by failing to keep careful watch at these entry points. Your integrity and your authority in God depend on the security of your gates. Revelation chapter 17, verse 14. "And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And they that are with him are called chosen and faithful." So keep your gates, my listening friends. Amen and amen. Get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now a preached altar call in a church service by Brother Ralston. Praise the Lord, my friends. When you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days you live in. Instead, you will be blessed and ready. And as I always say, get right and get ready. Please tune in Wednesday to frequency 9350 at 7 p.m. Eastern. That's this coming Wednesday night, 9350, 6 p.m. Central, or 7 p.m. Eastern, Wednesday. For more daily news in text form like you heard on this program, be sure to go to scienceradio.com, look for the blue wiggling arrow, click the News with Views link, and send me an email from either website. Thanks for tuning in to Science Radio, my friends. This program is here to be a blessing to you. Will you pray about how you can bless me back? Here is the address again, more quickly, so you can check what you wrote down before. S-I-G-N-S, P P.O. Box 122, L.I.S.L.E. N.Y. 13797. Since there haven't been any call-ins for three Saturdays in a row, here are a couple of letters I have received. Dear Brother Johnson, I'm sending you $20 with reception report, 4840 Saturday 8 p.m. Central, after Tex Mars. You come in quite okay. I have heard people call in to you with reception reports, but none say they'll also send in their love offerings. I'd like to hear my name pronounced by you. God bless you. I'll keep listening and sending dollars as much as I can. Maranatha, Brother Peter from Tennessee. Well, thank you, Brother Peter. I sure do appreciate that. And I do understand what you're saying there, but some just can't afford to send offerings, and I do understand that. And I know you do when you can. So God bless you, my brother, and Maranatha. Here's another. Dear Brother Johnson, I listen to your program every Saturday from 9 to 9:30 p.m. in WWCR. I send this small offering to help let the word go forth. As President Kennedy said in his inaugural speech, if you receive this letter, perhaps you could acknowledge the following on your Saturday broadcast. As I'm sure many people are unaware of this, and I think it's something Christians need to know. If you go into a Whole Foods grocery store, you will see a food brand called 350. Also, in reading globalist stuff, the 350 symbol comes up quite often. What does it really mean? There are 350 days in the Egyptian solar year, with 5 days left over devoted to different deities. This is the ancient Egyptian calendar. They worship the solar disk of the sun, the outer husk of the sun. The greenies, or green globalists, are into the religion of ancient Egypt. Now here's a real surprise. We have all heard of NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. Brother, turn the acronym NATO around, and you get Aton, the name of the ancient Egyptian solar god, pictured with the rays ending in human hands. Aton was called the one true god by ancient Egypt. This is a sun worship religion, not true Christianity. I thought this might be of interest to you and would be good for Christians to know. Use it on your program if you'd like. Your fellow believer in Christ. And I thank you, brother. I really do appreciate it. Unfortunately, I don't have your name. God bless you and Maranatha. Here's one from a brother, CBK, in Illinois. Brother Johnson, congratulations on your marriage. Happiness and blessing to you both. Here's an anonymous brother in Binghamton, New York. Thanks, Brother Johnson. Just a note to say you are such a blessing. Thank you. And another one from an anonymous New York. Brother Johnson, here is a fast $5 bill for you. Praise the Lord. Your program is a high point of my listening time. Now, my virtual recorder number is slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you can hear this program. When I know you are listening, it does really and truly help keep signs on the air. There have been no calls for three Saturday programs in a row. So give me a call tonight, won't you? I only have one line, so please just keep hitting your redial if the line is busy until you get through. Thanks. Get ready. Here comes my 24/7 virtual recorder number. Slow enough for you to dial it as I say it. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Repeating faster. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks, my friends, for tuning in to Signs International Radio, the program that prepares you for the last days and times you live in right now today. Remember, you are loved.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Please pray about sending your WOW offering this week. Thanks, my friends. Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman, Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.